Welcome to Road to Redemption, a show sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption.
Welcome to Road to Redemption. I'm John Martin, your host. Excited to be with you today. Road to Redemption is a weekly show sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope. And I'm super excited to be with my friend Garland Roland here today. Garland, thanks for coming back to the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad to be here today. This is exciting time. I'm loving it.
It is. Now, Garland, you're on the show once before with your wife, Gretel. And folks, y'all can go listen to their testimony out there on our podcast site. But tell us a little quick bit about what you do here at this church and just a brief background.
Oh, I'd love to. Now, I'm a small groups pastor at Destiny Worship Center at the Destin campus. Just loving building our small groups and building families in connection. That's really what my heart is. And I do a lot of the pastoral work, as far as counseling, pre-marriage counseling, marriage counseling, and get to pray with people. I just love being with people. That's my heart. It's just to see people grow in Christ and to be healed.
Amen. Well, we will today, folks, wanted to talk about marriage because we know that a lot of marriages are struggling. We see a lot of them even that are just on the brink, really. And folks are just really challenged with this issue with their marriage today. And we just wanted Garland to come on as someone that has a background in this to talk to us a little bit about what folks that are struggling with their marriage, what are some key things that God is trying to teach us about this topic. So, Garland, can you just dive in?
No, I'd love to. And first of all, it's like you're right. The enemy is attacking marriages big time. I get calls, every single week. Somebody's calling with some issues or whatever. So you're not alone. That's the thing. I mean, we are definitely being attacked. But the good news is, and I say this all the time, is there is 100% chance that your marriage will make it if both of you would get on the same page and follow this advice. I mean, it's not my advice. It's from Christ. Yeah. And that really is the key, is really Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. My last interview that you had with my wife and I, I shared Matthew 3:8. That was the scripture that the Lord had given me because I'd blown it. My marriage was falling apart. So I could tell you how to screw it up. And I can also tell you how to fix it. So the Lord has definitely healed my wife and I. But Matthew 3:8, I paraphrase it, is, "May the fruits of repentance show your change of heart." And what that was is really just seeking Christ and repenting and humbling myself. And you'd asked me earlier, you know, three key things that we need to kind of bring up on marriages. And really what it is to humble yourself. It's to humble yourself and put Christ first. And then the second one was to repent and then to forgive. But it's easy to talk about humbling yourself, but really what is that? And what that really is looking in the mirror. It talks about that in James 1, I think it's verse 22. Talks about the man looking in the mirror, seeing who you really are, and then turning away and not changing. Well, that's the part of repenting. The repenting part of there is actually to change your mind, is to turn from the past, turn from who you are. Because if your marriage isn't going good and you've got issues, you're screwed up. There's issues there. And we don't just want to go over them. I always joke around that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So those are the really key things that we have. And then when my wife and I both came to Christ over our marriage, that was the key. I mean, His name is Jesus Christ. And it's really easy to say, maybe even sound like a cliche, you know, go to church. Well, that doesn't do it. It's a heart change of what you have to do, John.
It's on both sides, I think, too, because I think a lot of times when marriages are on the brink of divorce, both sides feel like they're more right. And they're trying to kind of say, the other side is more at fault and this just isn't going to work. So I think what I'm hearing from you is it just takes both sides to look in the mirror and see where God's trying to
John,
heal them.
John, you're right. It's, you know, I ask people all the time, you know, how much effort do I need to put in my marriage? Or how much effort do you need to put in your marriage? And some people say 50-50. I'm like, no, it's not. it's 100-100 is the way it is. And I do pick on the men sometimes because I said, you know, we are to be the spiritual leaders of the household. We are to bring our wives spotless to Christ. And so I look at them to fix it. And I said, you know, it works on both sides, but you know, guys, you know, we gave our wives every brick to build that wall.
Yeah.
That's come between us. And so our job now is when we start seeking Christ, they start seeing Christ in us. And so they literally fall in love with Christ that's in you. You know, I even went to my wife that one night before I guess it was the night that we got saved. And basically it was, I understand you can't love me, but you can love Christ in me. Mm. And the more I become like Christ, the more she's fallen in love with me. And so when we keep him centered, the marriage fixes itself. I even tell people, and this is going to sound strange to a lot of people, is get selfish. And they turn around and go, well, isn't that what got me here? I said, yeah, it really is. Pride and selfishness got you in this mess. But I said, I want you so close to Christ, no matter what happens, you've got Jesus Christ in your heart. And if both of you all do that, it's like that triangle. You're both on the bottom two corners, you know, separated. But if you're both looking to Christ at that top corner, the closer you draw to Christ, the closer you become together. And I remember one day I just kind of looked over there, and my wife and I were madly in love with each other again. And the wall came down between us. And it was the most beautiful thing. And so there's hope. I mean, when I come home now, I open the door and I see this joy on my wife's face. I didn't see that, you know, 20 years ago. But now, you know, when I come home, she's, oh, you're home. And, you know, when she pulls up or she calls me, her face pops up on my phone, my heart skips a beat, you know, because it's that romance that even after 38 years is still there. And it's really just making a lifestyle change of who
we
are.
That's awesome. Well, part of what resonated in my spirit that got us doing this episode was I have some friends that husband and wife that have been in a marriage for many decades, and it's finally at the point, you know, where they're gonna call attorneys and they're just saying it's done. And I just said, well, that doesn't have to be the case. And even a lot of their relatives said, John, they're not compatible. Trust me, there's nothing God can do to heal this marriage. This marriage needs to end. And I just thought, man, I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
So that's what about anyone that's listening that's either in that boat themselves or knows a family member that's in that? What advice do you have for them to do today?
Oh, my gosh. The first thing is just get on your knees, look at yourself, and then say, do I want this marriage? Do I want it to actually to last? And, of course, out of anger and pride, a lot of times we say we don't. We want to move on, whatever. But, you know, there's a covenant. It's not just a contract when you get married. It's a blood covenant. And that's the way actually our human bodies are actually designed to bleed. I mean, to cut a covenant with God the Father and with our spouse. So this is not something I take lightly. But the great thing about it is there's so much hope in this. If you would just humble yourself, look in the mirror and say, really, what have I done and who am I? And then change. Because he will give you the tools that you need. Just put your nose in the book. Start reading the Bible, what it does, and start conforming your life to the Word of God. And the more we come like Christ, the more we'll fall in love with each other. And my wife and I had called the attorneys. We were there.
You were there.
We were there. She had told me, I don't love you, never loved you. I just married you to get out of the house. I heard some very hateful things. And people come to me and go, you won't believe what my wife said. I go, heard them, been there. And my wife's a saint. Let me tell you, she's amazing. She wasn't, but she is now. You know, Christ has conformed our lives to be that way.
One of the things that advice that I have, folks, that just I was reading over some marriage Bible studies on the YouVersion app, that one of the things that came up that they were counseling folks on when they're in these crisis situations is the power of words. Words are so powerful. And when your marriage is in a crisis, you need to take the words you say very seriously.
Yes, you do.
And you always do in life, but particularly when you're in that situation in your marriage, you need to be very careful to say words that are kind, gentle, uplifting, and just really say less. Mm-hmm. And just really watch the words you say to your spouse in your marriage, especially when it's in a challenging situation as we see marriages today.
You're exactly right, John. And the Lord gave me several scriptures when I was going through my changes. And one of them was, you know, the way we walk in the flesh, we're not war in the flesh, but our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting any argument down in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That ending part of that is we're dealing with our minds. Mm-hmm. We have to control what we think, what we do, what we put into our mind gates, but bringing every thought to captivity. Words aren't going to come out of my mouth unless I think about them. So if I line every single thing that I'm going to speak to my wife with the Word of God, is it edifying? Does it glorify my Lord? These things are going to glorify and edify my wife, and she's going to feel that. And she'll start resembling who you're becoming.
Wow. Well, and Drew here in the studio with us had a good question too. We want to talk about is what about folks that are listening that are thinking about getting married? You know, what advice do you have for those?
Oh my gosh, it's really the same advice. And what it is put Christ at the center of the marriage before it ever starts. If you would just humble yourself and start looking, who am I? Who do I want to become? Who do I want to be? We're all works in progress. We're all changing. And if we could just conform to that, go in with that loving heart of Christ, be forgiving, don't be self-centered, be giving at what we're going to do, and don't change. So many times we come into the marriage, you know, the honeymoon and all that, and then next after the babies come and the diapers and the meals and the bills and everything, you know, we start wanting to change, but we just need to keep Christ focused. And the number one thing is our Lord Jesus Christ and our wife. Mm-hmm. And there's a good testimony I heard by Robert Morris, which I really liked. He said, you know, the I always teach and preach, so the guideline is, you know, God first, then my wife, then my children, and then I call ministry my work and whatever I'm doing. But God actually corrected Robert and said, no, I want you to put Debbie, his wife, first. And I was even listening going, that doesn't sit right. But then the Lord said, I gave you her. And when you honor and you take care of her and you cherish her, you are cherishing me. And I thought that was so beautiful. And that's really who we are and what we're doing.
Amen. Wow. Well, folks, we're visiting with Garland Rowland here at Destiny Worship Center. He's the small groups pastor and works counseling with families and just has some great wisdom on marriages, as many marriages are struggling today. And we just want to recap a little bit, Garland, the three things I'm hearing folks need to do that are struggling with their marriages today is, number one, humble yourself. Number two, repent. And repent means to change your mind. Quit looking at things the same and get in the Word of God and renew your mind. And then lastly, three is forgiveness, right? Forgiveness.
Yes.
So
the forgiveness, I do want to talk a little bit about that, because forgiveness is so huge, because without forgiveness, all you have is offense and more walls that are being built. And when you truly forgive somebody, it doesn't mean you forget everything. But the crazy thing is, you actually kind of do. They're just not a part of your life anymore. When my wife and I share our testimony, she goes, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. But we keep it going because we want to share it for people. But when you truly forgive, I always tell people when I do marriage counseling, before I move forward, I want to see true repentance and true forgiveness. And what we do is we literally step across the line from this day forward. And I told my wife this sitting in my little Mustang up in Franklin, Tennessee. I took the rearview mirror off the windshield as I slid it up. And I said, look out there. And she goes, what? And I said, I'm never looking back, honey. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what I've done. From this day forward, I'm following Jesus Christ. Would you like to come with me? And she looked at me and said, yes. Then she said, now what do we do? And I said, honey, I have no idea. And that has put me on this journey for marriages.
Yeah.
And Jesus, like I said, he totally healed us. He healed our family. Our kids were rebelling. We had what I thought was a typical household, rebelling kids and a spouse that hated me. I mean, that's kind of what it was. And we're truly a family of just total love now of what we've done. But we had to forgive. And also, so she important. Shared every single thing in her past, and I shared everything in my past. I don't recommend doing that until you're both really on the same page and you're both very healthy at what you're doing so you can do it. But the great thing is there's not a single thing or a person that can pop his head up that I don't know about right now. So it cannot interfere. Satan does not have a hold on our marriage one bit. I may not like the person that pops up. I may not like the situation, but I've already dealt with it. And one of my favorite little sayings is, Satan, take it up with Jesus. I gave it to him. I no longer hold these things. And when you can walk free like that, it is. The whole world is just freeing. It's the best freeing experience you could have.
Wow. Well, this has just been great, great wisdom here with Garland today. And we're just... we're just so excited that we've had you on. And folks that are listening, we want to share some key things that you can do today if you're listening. And number one is God's Word. God will speak to you through His Word. And we encourage you to open up a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, just pull up the YouVersion Bible app and just start reading. And you can even type in the search marriage, and it'll bring you scriptures to read for you to help strengthen your marriage. And number two is to get into a church, get into a Christ-centered Bible teaching church, and give that church 1 year. We challenge you this year in 2023, say, I'm going to go to a church and give it 1 year. And lastly is to get into a small group within that church. It's a small group that you will do life with that will listen to you, you can open up to, and will help hold you accountable. So those are three key things we want you to do to take steps to heal in your marriage. But before we leave, we just want to say do a quick prayer right now for everyone listening that might be struggling or have a family or friend that's struggling with their marriage. So, well, Garland, why don't you lead us in a prayer?
Oh, I'd love to. So, Lord Jesus, we just praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, we thank you so much for what you did on that cross, Lord. You died so that we can have life. You died that we may have the power and the wisdom and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I pray today that every person listening here, Lord, that you would just cover them with your blood of protection. Give them wisdom in James 1:5, Lord Jesus, that give them the wisdom of how to change their lives. Give them the wisdom to understand the Bible when they read. And I also pray that you would just open up their eyes to the true true beauty of their spouse. Let them see the precious gift that you have given them. And may you guide them, put people around them that will speak life into them, that will walk with them through these times. Lord, we just love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Garland, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, John and Drew. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's been a great show. Till next time, see you on Road to Redemption.
You've been listening to Road to Redemption, sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption. If you have any comments or questions, we would love to connect with you. You can reach out to us at destinyradio.live. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Road to Redemption.